I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Dude, I have confirmation that Facebook is from the devil.
What happened?
Full on from, it's not just Facebook. Okay, technology is the devil. You know how much I love technology.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know if you were in the room when this happened the other day, but our two-headed monster is T-Hack and Aaron. There are two producers that make this whole thing work. She sits in front of a computer all day, like every day. She does social media stuff for us and whatever. And she was getting these headaches. So she bought these glasses, the blue tint, whatever they filter out the blue
glare.
Light. Yes.
Yes. They're just those glare glasses for screens.
To make it give you get less headaches. They filter the light and stuff.
Yep.
So she's in the other room. She's bought them separately. Whatever, she bought them on her own. She doesn't share a password with T-Hack. It's all good. And so they're in the room and T-Hack goes, those are great glasses. And she's like, oh, they're the blue glasses and they blah, blah, blah. And they talk for about 5 minutes about the blue glasses. He turns around, gets on his computer, refreshes his Facebook page, and there's an ad on his Facebook page for the blue glasses.
Like that.
At no point did he search for blue glasses.
None whatsoever.
The only thing that happened was he had his phone out and it was also logged into his Facebook page. So his phone, now people, I'm not aluminum foil hat wearing dude. I don't believe in a lot of the conspiracy stuff. His phone had to be listening.
Had to be.
And then it was like blue glass. The next thing he saw, because I mean, you and I have known this for years. When you were remodeling your bathroom.
Yes.
We do share a password for the Slacker and Steve Facebook page. I would be like, oh, it looks like you're getting travertine tile. And you're like, how would you know that? Because I would get onto our Facebook page and all the ads would be about travertine tile.
And then I would know you were doing something at one time and I could tell you were doing
it. Oh, you're like the oil rub blondes or whatever.
That like, stuff you were,
because anything I search it. For, if my Facebook page is open,
wicked.
You would see it. But that's, I understand that a little bit because we've agreed, we've logged on the whole thing. Nobody agreed that while I'm sitting in a room talking to you about, hey man, we're the great Asian massage parlors around town. If I go to my Facebook page right now and all of a sudden there's ads or there's the news story about Robert Kraft going to an Asian, then something's going on.
It has to be, dude. There's no other explanation.
Nobody searched on his computer
at all. And it was like that.
So there's a news story out that said, and this just came out today, an investigation found that smartphones are indeed listening to our conversations.
Boom.
Now, I've said it forever. Your smart speakers, of course, you know they're listening because they don't work until you say, hey, Google, hey, Alexa. So they have to be listening for your voice. Your phone doesn't have to be. I've turned Hey Siri off on my phone, so it shouldn't be listening. But it is.
Somehow.
They say a journalist conducted an investigation where she talked near her phone about several topics she's never searched for before. She said almost immediately afterwards, she started getting ads for those topics on her phone.
It's wicked. I admire that technology and we all agreed to it. So everyone shut your holes.
You think we did agree to it?
Absolutely.
In some form or another
on your phone, on the website.
You're right.
Somewhere.
Because every time there's like an update, you like it says agree to terms of service. And you're like scroll, agree.
And you don't even know what you agreed to. And it's probably this stuff.
So everybody try an experiment tonight. Talk about something.
And it happens to
something
us.
Something weird. It's like samurai sword. Something you've never looked for
and
in your life. And see what happens.
Does it matter if it's what company is a phone we go
you
with?
Try it. I think it's every cell phone. But you got to think of the most obscure crap in the world and see what shows up in your ads the next day.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.